This is Action Podcast with Sam Forsberg and Wynne Morgan.
So hello everyone, I am bringing you quite a special podcast today. I've got a very close friend of mine joining me who has been mentioned in our podcast before. This is Wynne, who is my motorbike help friend, and we've known each other for a bit over 3 years, and Wynne is a very successful and experienced facilitator who runs his own business in management training consultancy, and he's an executive coach. And Wynne, if you wanted to check out his website just to find out a bit more about him as we start, it is www.winning.co.uk, and that is winning with a Y, and it's W-Y-N-N-I-N-G. And today we're going to sort of talk a bit about a few ways that we can really win with a Y. So, hi, Wynne.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well as well. Thanks very much. Full of the joys of spring today.
Perfect. Well, I've got a bit of an example this morning that is probably a great place to start, because we're sort of recording this a bit earlier than I would normally get into my podcast mode. And I confess to not being particularly much of a morning person, but at the best of times, and at the moment, I've had some sort of sinusy headaches and things that have really made me a bit groggy when I get my day started. So the alarm went off bleedingly early this morning to remind me that I needed to get up and speak with you. And there was a big part of my brain that just went, oh, I feel rough. I'm too tired. I don't want to get out of bed.
Well, I'm flattered that's how you felt this morning about talking to me.
But it's something, I guess, that's a scenario that a lot of people can probably relate to. And one of the key things was, I was actually very excited to be getting up and recording this with you. But it was actually once I got out of bed and I dragged myself to the kitchen and I got my coffee and I did those bits and pieces. I sat down at the PC, got everything set up for the call. And so, in effect, I guess, have faked it till I made it to trick my body and myself into being totally prepared and ready for this call today.
And it sounds perfect from my end, Sam. So you've done a great job.
But
so it works, huh?
Well, it does work, definitely. And this is part of what we want to explore, because there are times where we're going to all have felt not very confident or really not felt like we wanted to go and do something that we've said we'll do and that sort of thing. So, you know, what are some of the experiences you've had with this?
Yeah, there's one that really strikes me, which was during April. I was doing a training course in Malaysia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the day before during the training course. I had jet lag, and it was a training course that, while I know the material really well, it's not a specific area of expertise.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day I was delivering this training course to 20 people in Malaysia, a market I've been to a number of times but not that familiar with the people or their jobs and the companies they actually work for.
Right.
And that often puts me on the back foot. I'm not in my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the night before, and there was this anxiety building up in me. Thankfully, it doesn't happen very often. When it does, therefore, it makes it really stark. I'm sure a lot of us can appreciate times where that happens in any kind of work or even social occasion where we think, ooh, I'm not confident.
Yeah.
So instead, I changed it in my own head to think, okay, well, if I was confident about delivering this training course tomorrow, what would I do?
Mm.
And that changed my whole thinking. It changed me to grab my note paper out and just make notes on exactly what I needed to do to be mentally prepared and physically prepared to have a very successful first day in the training course.
Mm.
And it changed my entire mood by just asking that one question. If I was feeling confident, how would I now behave?
Perfect.
What would I do?
And so how was your first day of the training?
I was impressed by myself on that. It's not something I say very often.
Well, I love it when that happens.
Yeah. Well, I gave myself an 8 out of 10 for the first day in a training course, and for me that's a big number to actually hit.
Wow, especially on the first day, because I think sometimes,
yes,
like you said, the sort of beginning almost nerves or uncertainty as to the particular people in the course with you, you know, how that's all going to work. So it's really interesting, because when we started there, you were saying you'd felt jet lagged and that you were feeling, you know, very or a little bit unconfident, a bit on the back foot because of the factors and the unknowns and that sort of thing around that situation. And so you actually phrased the question specifically around that, didn't you?
Yeah, very specific question to attack what was blocking me, get that question, and then change it to a question that's the opposite of it.
Okay, excellent. So this morning when I was kind of like, oh, I really don't feel like getting out of bed this morning, so what question would I have asked myself then?
If you wanted to get up out of bed this morning, what would you do?
Mm.
If you were looking forward to the day ahead, how would you behave?
Yes. And I think that helps just sort of on a probably a level where I wasn't necessarily thinking about it, but, you know, I was keen to get up for the call, and that did sort of help me to find that little bit of energy I needed to actually get up and start moving. But to actually consciously ask that question, I can see how that would change things straight away right in the moment. So let's explore a few other examples, because I'm sure that there are loads of times in our daily lives when everybody can relate to the feeling like they really just aren't able to, or aren't wanting to, or aren't feeling resourceful enough. And even sometimes in our social lives, we can have these experiences, can't we?
Definitely. The one that again strikes me is quite recent, with a group of friends, and the consensus was, let's go to this next bar. Mm-hmm. And it's not a bar that I was particularly fond of, and I didn't really want to go there. So I had two choices. I could either sulk, stay there. Well, the third choice would have been to go home, I guess, but I wanted to stay out. So instead of sulking, I just thought, well, if I wanted to go to this bar and I was looking forward to it, how would I behave?
Mm.
And that totally changes the mindset, totally changed my mindset to think, well, okay, I was looking forward to it. This is how I'd behave. I'd, you know, grab my coat and be all enthused about going to the next bar and walk in there with a big smile on my face, as opposed to a all sulky mood, because clearly if I went in there being sulky, it would have been self-fulfilling.
Absolutely.
I'd have had a really rubbish time in there. And in the end, it was quite a fun hour and a half we had in that bar.
Oh, brilliant.
I might even go back there one day now.
It is really, you know, sometimes we use the phrase a lot, the sort of faking it till you're making it. But what happens is that when you take action, and this is what we're talking about really, is that when you start taking action, regardless of how you're feeling, you can still be aware that you're feeling that way, but to take action anyway, actually does start help rewriting things and changing things in your subconscious mind, so that, you know, in the future you're not going to be as held back by it.
Correct. Exactly, because all we're looking for is a set of beliefs in our own minds as evidence.
Mm.
And no matter what our beliefs are about ourselves now, it's based upon things that have happened in the past.
Yeah.
A group of behaviors or a group of things that we remember in our memories.
Mm.
And if we change some of the things that we actually do, our behaviors on a day-to-day basis, even small things like for 2 minutes, let me pretend that I want to get up today. Let me pretend to look forward to going out this evening. How would I do that? And just by having some of these behaviors, that changes our own mindset about, well, in fact, you know, I can look forward to going out. I can look forward to the day ahead.
Mm.
I can be confident in this training course that currently I'm not looking forward to delivering tomorrow.
Yeah.
That kind of bundles up all the little things of pretending for a couple of minutes in our minds when we start doing it, to think, well, in fact, stretch myself. I can do this.
Mm. It also, going back to the idea of resourcefulness, because that's something that Paul and I have talked about a bit recently, is that when you're in that place of not really wanting to do something or not feeling confident about it, it almost is like there's a total lack of options. There's a lack of resourcefulness. And by playing with this let's pretend kind of question, or what if you were confident, what if you did feel like it, then it just seems to give an immediate list of options and changes your resourceful state to a place where you actually have a choice.
And I think that's the real key point, is that it's about being in a resourceful state, because when we're feeling that we don't want to get up, we're feeling as if we are not attractive to go to this party, we don't want to meet X, Y, and Z, friends of friends, just because we think that maybe we don't stand up to them in a certain way in our own minds. In fact, change it. If we did stand up to them in a certain way, maybe that we are as successful as them, maybe we are as interesting as them, how would we do it?
Yeah.
And by just pretending just for a minute, in our own minds that we can do that has a massive impact. Because we all like playing, let's face it. And all this is just a quick little game in our own mind saying, yeah, let me do this instead.
Absolutely.
How would that work?
Yeah. And, you know, we all like having fun and you know, playing. It's one of the things that I think makes life and coaching and all these sorts of bits and pieces really exciting is the element of play.
Yeah. And if anyone's there listening saying, well, I don't really like fun. If you did like fun, what would you do?
Perfect. And it certainly, the social side of things certainly resonates for me too, because there are times where I've had a party or, something organized in advance, maybe a week or two in advance, and then the day or the night rocks around and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I'm so tired and I really don't feel like it and, have to get ready and have to travel and all these sorts of things. And it's something that is quite a sort of regular pattern for myself, even though I am quite a social butterfly. But what I've noticed over the years is that as soon as I get out that door, as soon as I actually arrive, I end up having a fantastic night. And so now I know, even if I'm hesitating or not feeling like it at the start, I know that as soon as I get there, I'm going to have a brilliant time anyway. So it's just a matter of getting myself out the door. So it's like, okay, what do I need to do to get myself out the door? But I think what we've talked about today gives me another question there, and is if I did actually really want to be there and to get there, what would I do?
Right. And it's getting that specific question. Whatever it is that's blocking us is the thing that we need to fix.
Perfect.
And often it's the thing that we don't feel like doing, which is often going to be the best thing for us. Whatever best actually means, but it's often the case. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of people in my coaching life who are having some specific struggles, having a difficult time. Maybe it's getting up out of bed every single day to go to work because they may be feeling really low at the moment. Well, instead of staying in that state, well, if you did want to go to work, what would you do? If you were looking forward to the day ahead, as I said a few minutes ago, those are the kind of things that really just change someone's mindset.
Yeah.
Before you know it, your mood's changed because behavior and movement, physiological change actually changes the mood.
Absolutely.
Has a massive impact.
Yeah, it does. And so, we joke about the sort of faking it till you make it or pretend, but it really is one of the best ways to actually get you into immediate action, regardless of how you're feeling. So I'll have to say at that point, we're actually out of time.
Well. If we weren't out of time, how long would we carry on for?
I think knowing what we're like on the phone, we could probably carry on for a very long time. But we'll save our listeners that for the moment and perhaps bring some more fun and play and puns back into another podcast in the future. But thank you very much. It's been a total pleasure to have you join me today on this podcast. And look forward to having you as a guest to join us again here soon.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been a pleasure as well. Thank you.